Hello, everyone, and welcome to the February 5th, 2017 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions. What's on the celestial agenda for February 5th to February 12th and beyond? This week, Jupiter will begin its 2017 retrograde period on Monday, February 6th. Jupiter is at the very end of sidereal Virgo, 29 degrees Virgo, and will now appear to move backwards slowly in the zodiac until June 9th. So, for the next 4 months, the significations of Jupiter will be backwards. In other words, not operating normally. Jupiter is the planet of increase, the planet of prosperity. Jupiter signifies truth and wisdom, belief, optimism, confidence. When the planet of opportunity is being held back in the zodiac, opportunities get delayed. When the planet of truth and law is not operating normally, truth and justice get distorted. Jupiter significations have been in the news a lot lately. Jupiter, as the planet of laws, is therefore courts and judges. Jupiter is the planet of truth and wisdom. Jupiter is the planet of beliefs, and therefore ideologies. When Jupiter is retrograde, its significations become entrenched. In other words, people maintain their beliefs with more fervor. This Jupiter retrograde period starts out rather dramatically because Uranus, the planet of sudden events, rebellion, disruption, lawlessness, is directly opposite Jupiter and in Jupiter's sign Pisces. Further, Mars, the planet of action and combat, is closing in on Uranus this month. The two of them will join up to form a rather potent incendiary combination, both in opposition to Jupiter, and that will be exact at the end of February. Therefore, Jupiter's significations, already stressed due to the retrograde condition of the planet, will come under more and more pressure as we proceed through February. And what about Venus? Doesn't having the planet of harmony and agreement near Mars help the situation any? Unfortunately, Venus, even though it is exalted in Pisces, is no match for the Mars-Uranus combination. In fact, Venus significations are more likely to suffer for most of February precisely because it is so close to the planet of war and destruction. If anything, Venus will only add heat and passion to the action of Mars, making Mars even stronger for effects. By the way, as it is the planet of freedom, Uranus is the planet of those seeking freedom. In other words, Uranus represents refugees. Jupiter, as a natural benefic planet and the planet of law, is sending its positive energy to Uranus, indicating support for the refugees by the law. Jupiter retrograde means law going backwards, that is, revisiting, reconsidering past actions. But Uranus is also the planet of rebellion and rebels. So again, the Jupiter aspect, carrying with it the energy of optimism, also encourages the rebels. How does Mars conjunct Uranus and opposite Jupiter affect your own chart? Well, that will depend on how this transit pattern interacts with your natal positions. If you are Pisces or Virgo rising, or if you have a natal planet at the end of Virgo or at the end of Pisces, the potential for an event in your personal life is much higher. For example, President Trump has his natal Jupiter near the end of Virgo, so he will have Jupiter retrograding over his natal Jupiter, simultaneous with Mars and Uranus opposing his natal Jupiter. Since Mr. Trump is now in a Jupiter major period, his natal Jupiter is lit up and blinking, and this transiting pattern will be affecting him in major ways. He already is experiencing the effects of his beliefs and personal truth, bringing forth unexpected major opposition. That's Mars plus Uranus, and this is coming from all sorts of sources. And it will get worse during the coming weeks. Mr. Trump's beliefs and ideology will be sorely tested during February. In any case, for everybody, there is still the issue of being subject to circumstantial karma. In other words, although it may not be your karma to be involved in an accident at the end of February, that does not mean that you should go cruising around on the highway, which would increase your chances of encountering someone who does have a problematic natal position that is being activated by this violence-prone situation in the zodiac. So, be aware and take care. And on Friday, February 10th, there will be a full moon at 28 degrees Cancer in the sidereal zodiac. This marks the culmination of the energy of the lunar month, and it is culminating in a nakshatra, a lunar sign, known for being a bit dubious in its quality, known for underhanded actions. Additionally, this full moon will be a partial lunar eclipse, meaning that the disk of the moon will be in shadow. Partially, that is. So, the energy of the lunar month is considered weakened and distorted. As if we needed any more bad news. Okay, that's it for this week. And a gentle reminder. If you appreciate what I'm doing with this video blog, you can show your support by making a donation to help keep things going. Thanks, and until next week.